Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, like and share as you come in. I know you guys have read the topic, and I know I'm getting ready to make some folks mad. I already know it, but it's okay because it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to wake up and smell the coffee, the roses, or whatever else you need to smell to get the moving because time is short. I hope you like and share the video. Even if you don't like it, share it anyway because it might be good, not for you, but for somebody else, okay? The topic, and I am doing on Blog Talk and YouTube both at the same time. So I'm going to give you the Blog Talk. I'm going to give you the phone number to Blog Talk in case you guys want to call in. That phone number is going to be 563-999-3682, and that's for Blog Talk, okay? The topic, why have black folks chosen to die? Woo, wow, huh? I know. Just hold on. Hold on before you go there. Let's open up our minds and hear me out, family. Why do I say what I say? I seen something the other day, and I seen the Kyle Rittenhouse, that young man, okay, the one that shot the two rioters. He's going home. He's been released. He's paid $3 million, right? I think it's $2 or $3 million to get out. And he's paid it. People collected, and he's out free. I've never seen a time when any black folk who murder folk can get out of jail. Okay, this is a grown man, okay? He's murdering people, already being trained for white supremacy, already been trained, and he is good to go, and he's out free. I'm just saying, how is that possible? And nobody's saying anything. Black folks ain't in the uproar. We just like, okay, we get used to stuff. We see stuff like this. It's abnormal. It's dysfunction, and we see it, and we say nothing. Let me have another example. The other day, I think this guy, Jesse, or I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I do apologize. That's not my cup of tea. That's not the field that I'm in. And he was doing something with another guy named Gucci. Okay. And before they started what they start, their little whatever they were doing, Stacey Abrams calls in, right? Stacey Abrams, which is a Democratic, she's, you know, for the Democratic Party, right? So she calls in just like, you know, Kamala Harris did when she was running for president, and she wanted you guys to vote, okay? She said, I want to remind you guys to vote. You know, the Senate race is coming up for two of the Senates, and I hope you guys vote against them. I'm just saying. That's my part I'm putting in. But she said, I want you guys to vote for them. And the young man, I don't know which one, said, hey, help me get my record straight so I can vote, like that. And you know what she told him? She goes, well, we'll talk about that later. Why is it always later for us? Why is it not now? But you called in, Stacey, wanting something from us. But when a young man asked something from you, you told him, we'll think about it. We'll work on that later. She said, but what I need from you right now, I need for you to do this for me. So what should his answer should have been? What should his answer have been? His answer should have been, well, guess what? Since I have to wait for you and talk about that later, then guess what? We're going to talk about us voting for you later. That's what his answer should have been. But it wasn't. You know what he said? He said, oh, we got you. Why? Why can't we put what we need out there and get it back, get something back for us giving you what you want? She didn't think anything twice about calling in and asking black folk to do for her. She didn't think twice about it. But she should have thought twice before she hung up that phone, because somebody in the comments should have typed out, what are you going to do for us if we vote for you, or we vote for that, those Senate people that you want us to put in? What are we getting out the deal? We never say that. We always say, oh, okay, we'll do it. But we never ask, or we never make demands. We never put out there what we want. We always just agree to do whatever they want to do. It's almost like we're little puppies and we just waiting on a pat. We just waiting on a pat. I had a young girl at my job the other day, and she was learning a new job, and, you know, taking a couple of days for her to get it, but she got it. She was getting it, doing better. And the little white girl that was training her, the white woman that was training her, said, wow, you did good today. Oh, she was so proud. She was like, oh, my God. You know, she perked up, and she just patted her little self on the back. And, you know, I had to look at her, and I'm like, you didn't need for her to tell you that. You knew you were doing well. You didn't need for some white supremacy, which is what it is, to tell you that you were doing well. You should have known that by your own standards. You should have known that you had the job. You should have known that you were doing well. And I know people don't like my conversation, but it's okay, because I am here to open up, to wake up black folk. Why have we chosen to die? Why have black folk chosen to die? It's things I see happening here in America. We have a black police, state police in Louisiana, Lamar Davis, who said there is no systematic racism in policing. He's a black man, and this is what he said. But he had to say it because he was chosen by his superiors. He was the head nigga, the chosen nigga, the token to come and tell black folk, look, there's nothing wrong with the way they're policing us. It's okay. Continue allowing it. No, there is something wrong with it. And because you put up a black token to tell us it's not, don't mean we're going to buy it, because we know what we're experiencing. We're experiencing what we're experiencing, and we're experiencing it, and nobody else is. So you tell me, you show me, since you're telling me that it's not any systematical racism, you show me where white folk are being treated like black folk. Show me where two of their young teens have been shot down in the middle of the street while they were turning, making a right-hand turn, and a police officer across the street saying, oh, the car was coming headed in my direction. But guess what? The police will get off for what he said, because he said so, and I'm white, and I'm a police officer, and because I say so. But guess what? Show me where a Mexican child has been harmed or killed driving away in a car, making a right turn, and the police said, oh, they were heading toward me. Show me where a Mexican or a white has been sitting in a car doing a traffic for a taillight and had died because he asked Philando Castile, do you have any weapons in the car, didn't he? And Castile say what? Yes, I have one in the glove box. And immediately he reached for his weapon, right? So therefore, if we tell you we have a weapon because you ask, we're going to immediately get shot. That's what it seems like. So why do I say what I say? Because of incidents like this. So he's telling us, no, we don't have systematic policing. We don't have any racism, systematic racism in policing. Okay, I think Houston, we have a problem. We are so busy trying to please our oppressors that we'll say anything, knowing that it's a lie. But guess what? We know why he had to say it, because we know who's paying him. We know who's paying his mortgage. We know who's breading his who's buttering his bread. We know that. So he had to say that. He was saying. And a lot of black folk that I see in politics are saying the same thing. Well, there's no, you know, the first thing you ask them, well, what's more important in this election? What was more important? They said what? Climate change. They said, COVID. They said, they said a whole lot of other stuff, but I didn't hear racism. I didn't hear policing. I didn't hear prison reform. I didn't hear a whole business closing the wealth gap. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I heard everything but we never make demands. We are so busy trying to get approval from white folks that we will say anything against our own. It's treasonous behavior. I don't care what you say, it's treasonous. When you have an officer, I think he was a colonel. I don't know, sergeant colonels, whatever. He's a colonel, COL. I guess that means colonel. But he's gotten that position because he sold out. Because if he was like me, for one, you wouldn't be on the police force. And for two, because they know you're not safe. And for two, they know that you're not going to stand for what they want, what they portray to black people, that you would be the one that's going to make noise. You wouldn't be a colonel. You wouldn't be even on the police field force, because they don't hire black folk like myself. They hire the ones like him that's going to go against their own. And that's usually what black, if you see black folk working around a lot of white folks, they are usually and mostly they're going against their own. They're saying what the status quo wants them to say. Okay? It's treason. Okay? The last time that someone said that they didn't have a problem with the police, remember the young man? He died maybe, a month ago? He said, oh, my God, I don't have no problem with the police. They cool. We cool. We good. Didn't he? Guess what? He did. Who killed him? A police officer that he said that he didn't have problems with. That's who murdered him. But remember, he didn't have any problems with the police. And he told us, oh, I love some white women. Ooh, he was loving on them white women. And guess what? He died. He died by the hands of the very people that he said he didn't have a problem with. All right. Okay. Tell me he never had a problem. Never. Daniel Cameron. Okay. Black Hawkins. These are people we have to be worried about. Daniel Cameron. Brianna died. This is what bothers me when we have people like Daniel Cameron in the highest position but representing white folk. He looks like us. But when he opened his mouth and he started talking, I knew that he wasn't one of us. And my next one on Thursday, I think we're going to talk about how do we recognize B1. How are we recognizing people that say that look like us? How do we recognize if they're B1 or not? We're going to talk about that, because I think it's time for us to recognize and realize that some of these black folk that sound like us, like Stacey Abrams, Gilliam, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, John Lewis, Elijah Cummings, the Black Caucus, all of them work for white folks. And when you got white folks buttering your bread, you can't talk like me. When you got white folks in your corner, white folks rooting you on, white folks to put you in a position, and it's called the boule. And why are they in that position? They're in that position to direct black folk into the wrong direction. We are going to have to be aware of what black folk are leading us. Where are they leading us? Where? We've been led for 65 years to the Democratic Party, and they've had that candle, that carrot in front of us, and they've been, you know, just taking you. We've been walking behind that carrot, and we ain't got that carrot in 65 years yet. Going strong. 90% of black folk are woke. 90% of black folk are still asleep. 5% trying to wake up 90%. That's a rough job. It's rough because you know what? Because this truth that I'm speaking, people get mad at this truth because I'm not going along with the status quo. I don't care what white person don't like me. It's not about me hating anybody. I love my own, and I'm trying to wake my own up. This is important to me. I love me some black folks. But right now, we're looking crazy. We're looking crazy. We're going after the wrong party. We're going after people that don't have your best interest at heart. How was she so comfortable to call in and say, come and vote for me? How was Stacey Abrams so comfortable to call in and say, I need you to vote. I need this from you. But then when a guy asked her for something, she totally said, we're not talking about that right now. We'll talk about that later. That's what she told him. We'll talk about that later. He said, okay, we got you. No, we don't got you. We don't got you no more. No. We got you if you got us. If you got some tangibles, if you showing us and you have a BLACK agenda and not a color agenda, because we're not colored, we're black, BLACK. You got a black agenda, I got you. But if you don't have a black agenda and you got an agenda for everybody, an immigration agenda, a dwarf agenda, an LGBT agenda, a transgender agenda, that's not a black agenda. I need to hear you say a black agenda. And if you don't have a black agenda, then I can't do anything that you're asking me to do. And that's what that young man should have told her. But because she was who? Somebody that we respect? Yeah, we respect. We respect the Black Caucus, who's been in office for 30 years and have done nothing for us. They're the ones that could put, if they signed Biden's law, they can sign something now for us to help us with police brutality. But they won't. Because half of the Black Caucus, you read their memorandum, read their welcoming, it don't talk nothing about black folk. It talks about everybody else but. It talks about the immigrants. Talks about transgender. Talking about, we're here for everybody. But let me go up on the Mexican or the immigration bylaws, and they'll tell you, we are here to help Mexicans or Asians or whatever they are, whatever culture they're representing, they put it in the bylaws. This is what we're here to do for our own. Acosta, she said that plenty of times out of her mouth. This is what we're going to do for Spanish people or Mexican people, whatever it is, whoever she is. This is what she's saying out of her own mouth. But when we mention black, we're racist. When we can't ever mention black by itself. We always got to share our stage with the other people. No, this is time to have our own stage because we are in a 9-1-1. We're in the 9-1-1 right now. Let me not forget about Daniel Cameron. This guy is in the head. He's the attorney general, right, for Louisiana. He can make a difference. But will he for black people? No, because he sold out, because the police union backed him. And because the police union backed him, that's why he should have never gotten into office. Because anytime you're backing or the police union is backing you, that means you're trustable. That means they can trust you. That means they paid for you. That means they bought you. That means that you are going to represent them. So the next time an AG wants to run for office or anybody that wants to run for office, and we look and see that they are backed by the police union, that is somebody that you don't want to vote for. That is somebody that you're going to look at them and go, mm-mm. And because we're not going to vote for you, let me tell you why. Anytime the police union is backing them, that's not somebody that we want to represent us, because we already know that they're not going to. And he allowed the police to get away with murder. They murdered his own, but because he sold out to white folk, because he's trying to be a Mitch McConnell, okay, he's trying to walk in Mitch McConnell's footsteps. Because he married Mitch McConnell's granddaughter, I think it was. He married Mitch McConnell's granddaughter. So he sold out. So Mitch is already, he's already in there. He's already, that's why he's a Republican. He's already in there. He thinks, oh, I got this. No, you don't got nothing. Because if it's up to us, this will be your last public office that you see. If black folk got their head on straight, this should be his last public office that he served. Because we see what he's working with, which is nothing. We see who he's working with, which is spittle. And that's what y'all call them, spittle. Okay. He's a coward, and he allowed things to happen that shouldn't have happened. He stood behind police officers that murdered this young woman, Breonna Taylor, and he did nothing about it. And matter of fact, he lied to cover for them. He lied on the grand jury. He lied and said some things. He should be in jail. His lie cost something. him lying to cover up for the police cost something. Now Brianna can never, can she get her justice? I don't know. Can they go back and redo the case? I don't know. But he's going to try an officer on some of the frivolous charge that don't even make no sense. But he gets to do that because he sold out. And he gets to live his life and enjoy his life. We allow this. We allow the Chinese to treat us like dirt. We allow the Arabs to come into our neighborhoods and to disrespect us. You go in a Chinese store, I don't even go in a Chinese store. I don't buy nothing Chinese, not food. I won't even go to a beauty supply place. There's a black beauty supply place in my area, and I go there. It's not but like 10 minutes from my house. I'm just saying. I'm not buying anything from anybody that's not black. And I hope that we can get to that point because it is time for us to do better. These Arabs come in our neighborhood. You got to go. You go in their station. Everything is so high you can't even afford it. The soda is $2, $3, and you got to pay with cash or you can't use your card or if they're going to charge you an extra fee to use your card. Are you serious? We can run them out. We can help this. We can run them out of our neighborhood. We don't have to settle for them doing business in our neighborhood. Whoever come in our neighborhood but black folk, we support. It don't matter. They could be Chinese. They could be Arab. They could be whoever, Filipino. They could be, it don't matter, a Jewish man. He can open up a store and we'll flock to his store. But let a black man open up a store right next to him and we won't even patronize it. So why I say what I say? Why do I say that? Why have black folk chosen to die? I'm telling you why. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't get offended or affected. Listen to what I'm saying. It is time for us to change our heart. And if you really are like this in your heart to heart, ask yourself why. We were trained like this. But it's time to, if we've been free, well, not really. I can't even say that because we're still not free. We're still under white folks' thumbs. But until we start teaching our own, and that's another thing, we have allowed these schools, we've allowed them to put our babies in prison. We've given them our babies. They don't like you, but you'll give them your child every day and say, teach my child. And they're like, yeah, okay, I got you, I will. And what are they teaching them? How to hate them, how to hate themselves. Look at our babies. They're going from the school, high schools, from schools, some of them not even making it. What about the lady that had the little kindergarten arrested? She was five. And I guess the little kindergarten threw a temper tantrum. She called the police. They arrested the little girl, took the little girl to, put the little girl in handcuffs, took the little girl to the police car, and took her down to the station. Would she have done a white kid like that? But this is what we allow. And then we wonder why. Why are our children jacked up? Why do they think, oh, crazy? Why are they sold out? Why do they act like coons? Why do they think like coons? Why? Because we have allowed our enemies to teach our children. Do you think the Jews would allow Hitler's children to teach their children? Do you think the Jews would allow Hitler to teach their babies? Do you think Spanish folk or any other culture would allow their enemies to teach their children? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X said, only a fool will continue to allow their enemies to educate their children. That's us. I'm just saying, answer the question, why have we chosen to die? Everything, we can stop this at any moment. We can stop the murders. We can stop the police brutality at any time we get ready. We are working on $2 trillion, probably more than that with our entertainers. Our entertainers could have stopped it, okay? Oprah could have stopped it, but we already know that she's bought and paid. Anybody that's working for white folk is bought and paid. NBA, they're bought and paid. Our entertainers, bought and paid. Kazarians own them. They won't dare. Look at Nick. He can't think for himself. He can't say anything against the Kazarians. He got to have them on his show once a week or once a month or whatever it is, because that's probably the agreement, the contract that he said or he committed to before he was able to get his job back. Now, this lie should be full, but it's not, because people don't want to hear truth. Black folk don't want truth. We're not ready for truth. Why have we chosen to die? Because we're not done. We're not tired enough. We get mad, yeah. We go to cussing, just like those two teams that died. We cussed. We got mad. We want to march. But what happens? We drop the ball. We go back to our lives because it's not my child. Why does it have to be your child for you to care? Why can't we care before it is our child? Why can't we get in there and stop and change things before it is somebody that we love? I'm just saying, why have we chosen to die? We go to Chinese places, we go to Chinese restaurant, we'll eat their food and knowing what they're serving you, knowing that they don't like you, but you eat behind them. We force them to make us come into their restaurant. We force them to allow us to come to eat in their restaurant. Did you not know you were getting all kinds of stuff in your food? Can you imagine you eating behind a person that don't like you? And that's what we did. We're eating behind people that don't even like you. We go in their restaurant. They ask us not to. They ask us, welcome, Jasmine. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We ask, I get so upset because I'm asking the question again, why have we chosen to die? We will go in a Chinese place and knowing how they feel about you, and you'll eat behind them. We will go into restaurants, and we know that they don't like us because one restaurant, a black guy went into, and the Chinese guy said, oh, you can't wear gym shoes here. But then you look at the counter, and you had a white woman with gym shoes on, and I guess if you're white, you can wear gym shoes, but if you're black, you can't. But guess what? He got mad. Why you get mad? You want Chinese food? I know it's some black Chinese out here that can make open up a Chinese restaurant. Black folks. I'm just saying. Why are we getting mad at them? Why are we getting upset? Because they're showing you their truth. You accept their truth and, I'm sorry, and move forward. Accept their truth and move forward. Accept that they don't like you and move forward. It's called group economics. What they have, if they bring that mess or bring a station into our neighborhood, don't patronize it. If they bring a Chinese shop, Chinese food into our neighborhood, don't patronize it. You can stop death at any time. You can stop this death. You can stop dying at any time. Like and share, family. You can stop this movement at any time. We're worth $1.2 trillion, and that's just the average people. We're not including the Oprahs. We're not including the basketball players, NFL, NBC. We're not including them, the entertainers. We're not including them. Ice Cube had, I have to think, Ice Cube, I get them mixed up, sorry. Ice Cube had a contract for Black America. We got mad. We wanted to tear it up. Now, this man has a contract for Black America. He has a contract to free you. He has a contract to get us free. And we got mad, and we cuffed him out, and we was willing to boycott him. That's how sick we are. I'm just saying. That to me is disgusting. That's how sick we are, family. We got so mad at him, and we cuffed him out. We gave him the business. We gave him the business. But then you have Biden, who wrote a Biden's law, who talked about y'all black folk and told him, I don't even want my kids going to school with y'all. He said, yeah, I know what I did in y'all neighborhood, but I don't care. I want you off the streets. I don't want you near my mama and my kid. He told black folk that. Look up some of his speeches back in the day. He still feels that way. You think because he's 80 he changed? No, he ain't changed. He's still the racist devil that will throw a rock and have his hands and then smile in your face and say, wow, where'd that rock come from? That's what kind of devil you're dealing with. Trump, you knew what he meant. He said it, he meant it, but he's a little too loud for y'all niggas. Made y'all uncomfortable. Y'all didn't want him. He was too loud. He was too real and too true. Y'all didn't write that. Y'all didn't want that. Y'all want a man that's going to throw a rock at you, knock you in the head, and then have his hand and smile at you in your face and keep on shaking your hand like he like you. That's what black folk want. But that's what you got. That's what you got. You are in for a treat. You're in for a ride. And I hope, and I've been on Ice Cube's page. I said, bruh, keep on with your contract because after these 4 years, black folk going to be tired. They're going to be ready, I hope. After you get done with Biden, Jim Crow Biden, after you get done with us, or Kamala Harris, how are they going to run it? Because she's really going to be running the president. She's really going to be running it because he's too old. They know he's too old. That man got dementia. He don't know if he's running for Congress, Senate, or what. Races don't change. They just get older. Thank you. Septia, welcome. You're right. They don't change. And black folk, you know what black folk told me? Oh, that was 20 years ago. I said, show me the new law. Show me how he's right his wrongs. Show me how he has reversed Biden's law. Show me where anything that he's written positively for black folk. They couldn't show me one thing. So how has he changed? Has he told, because he said, I'm sorry. Well, I can say I'm sorry. I'm sorry, black folks, I'm sorry for what I just said, but I'm not. But I just told you I'm sorry, right? So he told you he's sorry, so what? We accept that, we give a pass? We give him a pass. But what did he say about Breonna Taylor? What did Carmella say? Oh, we feel for you. But did she change him? Did she make any laws? Did she change anything? No, they have not changed anything. They've not made any laws. Like and share the video, you guys. They've not changed anything. They're not going to. But we keep hoping and praying that they will. Carmella is another Joe Biden. She's a female Joe Biden. She is a female. She is his twin, just a female, an Indian one, not a black one, because she may look black, but she's not. She's never agreed to, she's never said I'm black. She's never come out. Her birth certificate is not saying black. So stop saying she's black. She does not admit to her black part of her life. Her dad may be Jamaican. She's not claiming that. She's claiming her Indian heritage. I'm just saying, family. So stop putting words in her mouth. She don't want to be black. She just wants her black vote, period. And she got them. You have just promoted white supremacy. You, black folk, you have just promoted black white supremacy. Congratulations. We have allowed them to treat us the way they've treated us by denying truth, by not being truthful with yourself, by not looking at the facts and going on their history. Their history shows that they're not safe. Their history shows they don't like you. Their history tells us they will have a perpetual hatred for us, and they show it every chance they can, family. Every time a police officer can murder you, they do. And guess what? Have you noticed that they're only murdering 30 and under? They're not. They're only murdering our babies that can have babies, that's ready to have babies, that can reproduce, right? Because they know they can't. So if they kill ours, then guess what? We won't be able to either. They know what they're doing. We act like we don't know. We act like we don't see. Because you got to know, anybody else knows that but me? All these young boys are dying is under 30. They're able to produce, right, babies. So they kill off our babies. They kill off our young men. Who are our daughters going to have to marry later? Okay? And who are they going to have to make babies with? White boys, right? White men, right? Just like the Asians in China. Remember 20 years ago, they killed off their girl babies, right? And what did they do? Now they got to go in Africa and mate with the Africans to have babies with the Africans to continue their racism and to continue their hate. We're helping them to survive. So when we having these white babies, these half-breed babies, we are helping our enemies to survive. Because what are they going to do? You think they're going to marry black? They're going to marry white. And three stripes, white. Three generations, they're white. So you're whitening yourself out, family, by sitting up here thinking that it's okay to date these devils, because that's what they are. They are Satan's children. They're Satan's seed. And you have not understood that yet? You don't see these dysfunctional demons and you marrying them? You don't see the little Kyle Rittenhouse, the little murderer that he is, the man? He's a man whose family should be brought up on charges, his mom, his dad. They should be brought up on charges. But they weren't. They weren't even mentioned. But I guarantee you, if that was my son, I would have been brought up on charges because I gave him the rifle. I bought the rifle. I gave him a ride to wherever he was going. Probably he was self-defense. What the hell you mean self-defense? You shouldn't have been out there in the first place. What are you self-defense? And you had no property. You owned no property. You wasn't even supposed to be out there at 12 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. So what are you saying? Yes. Yes, Diana Ross. Yes. You have to understand, you have to hear, family. We are helping them to survive. We are allowing them to treat us the way we treat us. They're treating us. We have allowed it. Why have we chosen to die? Yes, she whited out her family. And them two boys she got, they white too, because she had them by a white millionaire or something. Money talked. But this is what's wrong with black folks. They have mixing and mingling, integrating. This is what you get when you mix and mingle with demons and devils. You take on their culture. You take on their behaviors. You take on their characteristic. And we're okay with whitening out ourselves because we hate ourselves because they hate us and they've taught us how to hate us. And then we've given them our children, so they're teaching our children how to hate themselves. So now again, I ask you, why have we chosen to die? We know what's going on in these schools. We know that they're prison to school to prison, right? We know that. What are we doing about it? Have we opened up our own black school? We won't, because we're too cheap to buy into our children's future. Muslims have black schools. You're going to pay probably $100 a week for it, but it's worth it. I'm just saying. Might be a little more than that. I'm just saying. I don't think it's good to take $10 a week. Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. You're going to pay that anyway. And right now, I would join a virtual school. I would never put my child back in their schools, ever, because we already know. But guess what? We know what's going on, but we won't do anything about it. We won't change anything. We won't change anything. We know we need to bring our babies away from them. We know we see the jails are filling up with our babies. Not with the Kyle Rittenhouses, who are terrorist thug murderers, but with our babies on nonviolent crimes. Nonviolent crimes. Or they're dying. So they're filling up the jails, charging them as adults, making little fags and punks out of them. I'm just saying. Because they know what they're doing. And then they're going to put them in a dress and they're going to use them as their woman in jail. And then they're going to come out and be down low men with HIV because 95% or 85, what is it, 85% of people in jail have HIV. They know that. They know that. And if you're giving them any time, any amount of time, they're having sex with each other. So that when they come out, then they're down low. But they don't consider themselves gay if they're the one that's giving sex. I'm just saying. This is the jail mentality. I used to work in a jail, so that's why I know this. I'm not speaking for something I don't know. I worked in the jail. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. I hated it. I hated seeing our men. I hated seeing us in there for nonviolent crime. You getting life. You're getting 35 years for a nonviolent crime for carrying a gun or a little bit of weed. You getting all this jail time because your President Biden wrote Biden's law. And paid each state $30 million. Each state he paid $30 million to enact this law, to be give harsher sentences. So you have a lot of our men, black men, in jail for life sentences for weed that's now legal, but they're still in jail. I want you guys to think about this. You voted for a man that devastated your own community. That's how sick we are. I don't know what it's going to take. Yes, Septia. You say, what I want to know is why some of us are so I got to put that on the thing. I wonder if I could put that up here. Yeah, I'm going to show it. Answer the question, why are we so comfortable and complacent with what we face? Why are we okay with this? Why are we not creating our own reality? Yes, Carmela was too, yes. But what do we do? What do we do? We promoted her. We promoted her. I seen a black woman the other day, and she see Biden came through a black neighborhood, a black restaurant, or whatever it was, and she couldn't wait to run and hug this old, wrinkled-up, racist dog, devil. And it was sickening. Every time I hear his voice, every time I see his face, I want to spit. I want to throw up. Because that's how much he disgusts me. And I can't wait till he's dead. I'm sorry. He's living way too long. He is living way too long. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'll say what I want to say. He's disgusting. And black folks, you need to be ashamed of yourself for even voting for him. You need to be ashamed of yourself. This is why we get treated the way we get treated, because we don't care. We don't care about ourselves. Long as white folk are pleased, we good. What about you being pleased? What about your baby, you covering your baby, protecting your baby? What about that? We've not protected our children from them. We've given them into their hands. I was seeing something in Africa the other day at how these child predators in Gambia and Kenya stealing babies, buying up babies. Where are those babies going? Why do you want our babies? Why can't you get your own babies? Go to Romania. Go to Italy. Go to France. Go to Europe. Go to Germany and get their babies. Why do you need our black babies? You don't even like black people. So what are you doing with our babies? I guarantee you those babies are being either trafficked for their body parts, or they're being sex trafficked babies. Nothing good is happening to those babies. I guarantee you it. But we're doing it to ourselves. And it was black folk that was selling their own babies. I'm so upset today, I don't know what to do. It was black folk. When I saw that program, it was black folk selling their own babies to white folk. Really? That's how you hate yourself. Yep, for melon. Yep. For organs, that's right. Babies. That's how much we think of us. Africa is so rich, they should, half of what I see going on in Africa should be going on. They have so much resources there. That country should not look the way it's looking. That country is a beautiful country, don't get me wrong, but some parts shouldn't look the way it looks. I love, that's going to be my retirement. I'm telling you, some parts of Africa, it's a beautiful area, and it's going to be where I retire. Tanzania, Rwanda, beautiful areas. But my thing is, some parts of Africa is a mess. And we have each governor of each state. They have so many different presidents, or prince or whatever, two presidents I think they are. Every president that's over a state could say, you know, we're going to have a gap. You can employ these black folks. You can get the garbage people. Okay, we're going to clean up our city. Okay, we're going to send the garbage truck out. We're going to have a cleaners conference. Okay, the city should not look the way they city. We have people that can build roads there, right? Build up your roads. Okay, you can do so much. You have gold, silver, you have platinum, you have all of the resources in Africa. There's no reason for Africa to be looking like it's looking. It's a beautiful place, but some places it's a mess. We have to love us. We have to love us. I heard one white guy say we're going to keep Africa as a third world country. Why is it a third world country when they have gold, diamonds? Chinese is going there and getting the gold and taking it out the country. Why are you allowing different countries to come to your country to strip your country bare? Tell me that. If China can go and come in there and do it, you lock them out and you do it for yourself and build your own self up. You waiting on white folk to do it. We waiting on white folk to do what for us? We've been waiting for 65 years, 400 years we've been waiting for white folk. We got free. A boule came called Martin Luther King. Look up the boule. And what do boules do? They distract. And they work, infiltrate black communities, infiltrate black folk, and they work for white folk. And they do what the white folk tell them to do. They keep us blinded. Democratic Party keeps on us blind. Stacey Abrams, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton have kept black folk blinded. You know that they're not doing, look at their communities. John Lewis was head of community. Elijah Cummings. He was sent over one community. It looked a mess. Trump talked about it. Black folk got mad. But was he telling the truth? Yes, he was telling the truth. Should have went into Baltimore. I have still relatives in Baltimore. And it looks terrible. I hate to go visit because I got to go through the ghetto to get to her. And I hate drive through. You got people standing down the corners. You're afraid to drive through some of these neighborhoods. Don't know if you're going to get shot or robbed sitting in the light. I'm just saying. But these are black folk over these communities. Why does your community look the way it looks? You're supposed to be representing black folks, and you won't do anything for them, but you'll do something for them immigrants. John Lewis and Elijah Cummings had a fit over them immigrants. They went out to that gate, those cages, didn't they? They went to that border, didn't they? And they had a fit about them immigrants. But you won't go to your own community and have a fit about your black community? Ooh, you're going to be judged, honey. You are judged. And I'm calling judgment down on all these black workers. That's not all of the black folks that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing for black folk. Make judgment come to them now. Make judgment come to them for working for these white folk and not doing for your own. I call judgment on their head now. I am calling for judgment to fall on them. I'm calling for judgment to fall on them every day. I call judgment to fall on America. Every single day, that is my prayer. Judgment to fall on black caucus or anybody that the white folk is using against black folk. Especially black folks, that they're using black folks against their own, I am decreeing judgment that falls on their head now. Self-hatred, yes. I'm so tired of it. I'm so sick of what I'm seeing. But why do we, why have we chosen to die? Why have we chosen to allow this? Why have we gotten so comfortable and so docile that we won't even do lift a finger to help us? We won't even do group economics. Claude Anderson, Dr. Claude Anderson, I love him. Why? He's got books. We won't even teach them to our children. We won't even buy those books to learn how to put things back into order. We've been jacked up too. We've been doing a Willie Lynch for so long, we've gotten comfortable seeing us at the bottom. Aren't you ready to get to the top? Are we ready to move forward? Are we ready to grow? Are we ready to be on top again? We've been on top forever. We can still be on top. We're supposed to be on top. You deserve to be on top. We were managers. We were CEOs. We are owners of companies. We built this country. We built what you're looking at. We built it, but we can build another one. We don't have to stay here. Why have we chosen to die? We've chosen to stay in a country that hates you. Let me ask you a question. If 100 black folks a month chooses to leave America and go to Belize or a different, another black, Jamaica, black countries where we can develop, because if we built this one, we can build there too. If we decided to leave, what would happen to their economy, family? If black folks have the, if we decide, just say 100 a month, black people decide to pick up and go either to Africa, Tanzania, Costa Rica, Jamaica, Bahamas, Belize, Dominic. What will happen to America's economy? What would happen? It'll be done. It would be done. We have the power. We hate ourselves because they have taught you how. We treat each other the way they've taught us how. We are murdered daily and nothing happens to them. We're traumatized. We're hated. The wealth gap is still here. We're not given any equality. Murder without consequences. But we allow it. Why have we chosen to die? Why have we chosen that? Why have we chosen to die? It's us. We can stop this at any time. We have the power. We can stop what's going on. It's called group economics. Dr. Claude Anderson talked about it. He talked about it in his book, Powernomic Books. I've told you how. We need our own defense. NFAC talked about that. We even had that young man that was trying to help black folks. We dogged him out. We dogged him out. Ice-T has a black American contract. We dogged him out. Everybody that is coming to help us, that looks like us, that's not being paid by white folk, we dog them out. But the ones that look like us, like Stacey Abrams, Gilliam, Oprah, Jesse, Al, that comes to look like us, wolves in sheep clothing, we love them. Why? I don't understand why. Why is that? Somebody help me. Why? Why do we love people that look like us but don't help us? We love Roland Martin. Why? He's Boulay. He tells you. He's a part of the Boulay. Steve Harvey, we love. He's part of the Boulay. These are entertainers. LeBron James. These are entertainers that has money, that can put money together to help black folks. But they can't. They won't, because they bet not, because they'll lose every dime. If they take money out of their pocket to help black folk, I heard Obama was trying to come up with a club for black youth, but it's not a club for black youth. It's a club for colored youth, meaning all. When you hear the word color, it doesn't mean black. It means Spanish. It means everybody. It's a club for everybody. It's time for change. We've had several people that come to help us. But we still have chosen, we've chosen to still help people that disrespect us. That's going to lead us into a chaotic direction. That's going to lead us down the wrong path. And we don't see this. We don't see. We rejected Biden and Carmella. We rejected her when she was running in her primaries, right? And she came and told you, yes, Joe Biden's law hurt black people. And she talked about Joe like a dog and then turned around and sold out to him. That's sad. But we sold out. And we said, well, we ain't got nobody else. I guess we'll choose them. Why? Yes, Septia, many of us hate one another. Learn behavior. I got to show that. I'm just saying. We hate each other. That again is Learned Behaviors. Call Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch. Thoughts, Camera, Action has Willie Lynch on his YouTube. Look him up. Thoughts, Camera, Action. He has the Willie Lynch and talks about it. And I'm telling you, it's an amazing, because a lot of black folks don't know about Willie Lynch and they say it's not true. But if you listen to Willie Lynch and you see it, yes, it is true. Just because you say something's not true, but I'm looking at it, oh, it's true. Oh, it's true. It's true. We see things that need to change, but we refuse to do anything about it. We refuse to do any of it. We refuse to change. We refuse to change it. Francis, the police. I already told you, we could stop the murders. Hold your money. Stop spending your money in America. Only black, black. And you know what? Since we don't have a community store yet, nationwide, we collect money, we put it aside, and we develop a community store in our neighborhood. And we support our own. And I guarantee you, Walmart will go out of business. These Food Lions will go out of business. Kroger's will go out of business. Lilo's will go out of business. But we see stuff that we need clinics in our neighborhood. What we do, group economics, we put aside $10 per pay. I'm just saying, $20 per pay. That's $40. Every black person, 10 can go toward the community store and 10 goes toward the clinics. Create our clinics in our own neighborhood. I guarantee you so many black folk wouldn't have died during COVID that they killed, because a whole lot of nurses was coming on telling you that black folk were dying in these hospitals, were they not? And what do we do about it? And what are we doing about it? We're still not doing anything. And they are saying COVID could be ready to start up again. Okay, that's what they're saying. It's a pandemic. More people have died of the flu. You mean nobody's dying of heart attack? Nobody's dying of high blood pressure. Nobody's dying of cancer. Nobody's dying of anything but COVID right now. The devil's a liar. You guys stop listening to the media. The media, take off the mask. The media is going to kill you. Listen to the media. They are trying to kill us. And I remember the summertime, kids couldn't go back to school in August, right? But then you're going to send my child back in December when the so-called flu and COVID is at its highest. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get your kids sick. Then they're going to give them the vaccine, and then they're going to force parents to get the vaccine. Y'all better open up your eyes. I hope you got your extra food. I hope you – there is the Patriot.com, Patriot4.com, and they have their own food, pack of food. Now, I know you're seeing it on Facebook, and I know you've seen over YouTube where they advertise for the storage food. Pay $100 now, and you can get four weeks worth of food. I think it's 4 weeks, 4 days, 4 weeks, something like that. But then you get extra. You can pay $100 now, and then you can pay $100 in like 2 weeks when you get paid or something like that. I'm just saying, if you can afford it, or you can go to the dollar store, you can go and start getting your food, start getting your canned goods, start getting your crackers, start getting your pancake mix. Because pancake mix lasts longer, and you can make a pancake a day, and you can be, and it'll fill you up. Get your packet, get your grits. Okay, you can eat grits every day, and grits will hold you. I'm just trying to say, because I'm telling you what, we're getting ready. 2021 family is going to be. We are in tribulation. People don't even understand. We are in the fourth year of tribulation. In Revelation, this is the fourth year. We have four more years to go of tribulation, and we don't even understand. We are in tribulation right now. Revelation talks about tribulation. Read it. We are in it now. We are in it now. Yes, the mass media is the major culprit in this, but correct, stock up on food. I can't talk. Stock up on staples. What staples? What do you need that for? Help me out, because I didn't think of that one. Step here. Staples. What do you need staples for? I don't know. Staples. Okay, I need to know about candles, matches. Yeah, you can get these straws for water. Get these straws. It's $18. You can go to Walmart and get you a straw. Rice beans, yes. Rice beans. I do have gravy flavor for my light rice. I'm going to be getting good. I'm just sorry. I have no flavor with that. I have soup. I have everything. Everything. You have to stock up, you guys, because I'm telling you, get your silver. You guys better be stocking up on your silver. Doing Bitcoin, I hope you guys are looking at Bitcoin. Bitcoin right now, XRP and XLM, Bitcoin is racking up. Guys, put $20 into Bitcoin. I put money into Bitcoin. I started out with $29, and I'm up to a nice little amount. I'm just saying, because I put money in every, you know, every 2 weeks. I put money, 20 here, 20 here, 20 here, you know, maybe 50 here, you know, nothing, you know, but it's looking pretty good. And then when I see it's going down, I'm going to pull my little money out and put it into silver. I'm just saying, right now it's a good time to be in Bitcoin. Get your toilet paper, get your Lysol, yes, get your matches, get your, it's a thing that they call, where you know how to, like, get your tent, get your wagon that you can have your little emergency stuff. So in case you have to leave your home, you got emergency stuff in, already in the backpack, you can just take it and go. I'm just saying. Okay, if in a position to grow your own food, do that, yes. Grow your own food, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And you can get those little pools, the little kiddie pools, and you can have, if you got one room or one space in your house in the corner with a little sun coming in there, you can start right there. You don't have to have a garden. You can start in that little pool. Get your grill, charcoal, yes, lighter fluid, matches, waterproof matches, get your T-shirts, socks. I did an emergency video. I hope you guys looked that up. I did an emergency video of all the stuff that we needed. Radio, get your hand crank radio. Get you one of them battery packs for your cell phone that charge by solar. One thing that they were saying something about, if it's you can have ice and for your air conditioner if you're outside, you know, or your, I'm just trying to put stuff out there, but I'm just saying, because sometimes you may need a little heater too outside. Don't they have them that go by solar? You can, I think you can find that also. I'm just saying, because we may have to be out in the woods. You may have to go out and leave your house and live in the woods for a minute. You need to know how to start a fire. You need to know how to cross water. And NFAC talked about crossing water without a bridge. And I read, looked that up, how you cross water without making it, how do you cross water without a bridge? And it said slide sideways, okay? You can't go, you know, you're going toward the stream is coming towards you. Okay, face that, and you're going to go sideways. How do you get water from the water? Okay, talked about, need to look that up. I mean, there's different things that we need to learn, because you need to be able to read the stars to see what direction you're going in. We need to have extra water, stack up on your water. Okay, I'm trying to say, you can actually take a plastic big city trash can that you can even use. Okay. I haven't used the store items in it. Okay. Yep, and store items in it. Yep. That's a good one, too. You can take a trash bag, a trash can. Yep. These little storage containers, you can buy it from Walmart, and you can store food in them. Okay. But like I said, we have to understand, why have we chosen? If something is happening, we've chosen to allow. We've chosen to continue allowing the police to kill us. That's a choice. That's our choice. You know, that's a choice that we've made. So yeah, you're gonna get mad. Be, how did we do that? Because when they do it, you don't hold your money. You're not doing anything to change anything. I told Ice Cube, I said, continue that black contract, because we're gonna need it. Because Biden, people thinking Biden is gonna have their back. Biden's gonna do something for black people, and he's not. But we're gonna find that out. After these 4 years, and I told Ice Cube, I said, now is the time to continue with your contract for Black America and continue on. Continue to work, because we're going to need it. Because after Biden's done, bring out that contract and we'll be ready. But you can do it for the next 4 years, and we'll be ready by the time Biden is out of there. We'll be ready to do for self, hopefully. But it's a shame that we had to get this far to learn how to do for self. And Biden, to me, is the Antichrist. He is the one that's going to bring in the new world order. And we are walking in that new world order now, okay? I'm just saying. Let me ask you something. Now, what about relocating? Has anybody thought about relocating? Move away? And I asked you that question for a reason. If 100 people was to relocate, 100 people a month was to relocate to different areas. And say, for instance, you get a job that's one of those foreign exchange jobs, okay, that you work from America, but you live and you can go anywhere and virtually work anywhere. You can take your American money with you and move to Africa. You can take that American money and move to Belize. You can take that American money that you're making and move to Jamaica. You can take your American money and move to the DR, and you can live pretty good in those different areas on the money that you're making here in America. Have anybody ever thought about that? I have thought about it. I'm actually looking into either owning my own or virtually. Okay. So I'm just saying it's time for us to see things different. We built this. We built it. Okay. We can go somewhere else and build it again. I'm just saying for the ones that want to stay here, I'm giving you options. But the one, this is another option that we can take and we can move and relocate abroad with your American money. Okay. International jobs or owning your own. You can do your online business. You can still, that, you know, that's still a plus. Okay. So, yeah, we can do all of this stuff. You know, I have to take my little notes and stuff. You know, I've been doing better trying to stay on target. But, yeah, we hold the power, family. We have to know that we hold the power, but I don't think we understand that. We can stop this abuse at any time. I keep telling you that, and I'm going to keep saying it. We can stop it at any time. Why have we chosen to die? Because we have chosen to die, to do nothing. We see stuff that needs to be done, and we've not done anything. We're not doing anything. We're not even making plans to do anything different. We're just going to sit here and let them keep doing it and let them keep killing us because we don't want to upset the apple cart. And when you got a police chief that's telling you that there's no racism, no systematical racism, and he's black saying that, and he's working for the people that's killing you, that's murdering you, and he comes on there, and because he's black and they put him up to say it, he says it. We're supposed to believe it, but we're looking at what we're looking at, but you're going to tell us that what we're looking at is not true because you say so? Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. I mean, it's up to us to want to do better. We've been abused long enough, family. We have been abused long enough. I didn't want to say, yes, get your passport. Don't forget, people, get your passport. Because we can own land in Africa for $500. I'm just saying. We can own it. African Tigress, her and I talk all the time. I've been on the show. Look at her show. She talks about transitioning. She talks about moving from one place to another. Haiti drove them out, left the country, penniless. I'm just saying, we can do this. It's up to us. It's up to us what we're going to do. We've condoned anything and everything. We've compromised just to get along with our open enemies. We really have. And I keep saying we can replace these businesses by not even supporting theirs. We have to start making demands, and if our demands aren't met, we hold them accountable. We hold our money. Seriously. We stop supporting anyone who does not have our best interests at heart. We start dealing, and we need to deal with these coons. Ken Stones, we need to deal with Joy Reese and all these coons, because I'm telling you, these are two-thirds that's going to die. We need to deal with these coons. They are treason, the Boule sellout. This is what we need to deal with. We need to put the CDC on a notice that we will not tolerate them not doing for the people that put them in office. Some of these Boules, these CDC people, Black Caucus people, they've been in office for 30 years and they've not done anything. We need to put them on notice that we're going to start voting them out. The ones that are deciding to stay here and voting time, and it's time, like two senators in Georgia is running. We need to find out who they are. And people in Georgia, you need to vote against them. If they have been there in that seat for 30 years and ain't done nothing, vote their behinds out. Stop voting for these CDC people and they're not doing nothing. Black Caucus ain't done nothing for us. Start voting them out. We will inform them. We need to inform them that if they're not going to do for us, their days is numbered. They're done. But you know what? We have decided to settle for less, family. They want us to stay to sleep. Yes, they want us. Black folks are comfortable sleep. I don't know why. I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm having a fit over here. I get frustrated. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep doing these videos and keep doing them because people. I can make folks mad. I make folks mad, but I don't care. I don't. Because I'm going to say what I need to say. Because I am here to wake my people up. This is the gift. This is what God gave me the gift to do, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it to the best. And I'm tired of seeing what I'm seeing. We sleep. We won't wake up. And the ones that are woke trying to wake up 90 to sleep, and we get cussed out, and we get backstabbed, and we get all kind of nasty energy from black folk against us But you don't give white folks that same energy. Why don't we give white folks the same negative energy that we gave Ice Cube that's trying to free black folks? Why have we not given them the same energy? And if you go on Facebook, Twitter, and see Ice Cube's page, and one lady had the nerve to tell him, I'm through with you, and, you know, because you did this, that, and the other for Trump, we was going to boycott all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, lady, he got his millions. He don't care nothing about you. He got his millions. He's done. He's got his millions. But my thing is, he tried to help your black behind. He tried to make you get free. And you sitting up there mad because the dude is trying to help you to be free? That makes no sense. I cannot make sense of it, you guys. Please help me. I can't. I don't understand it. I would never understand it. We get mad at people trying to help us. I mean, NFAC was trying to help us, and we literally kept him out. I mean, they dogged him. White folks didn't have to do what we did it for them. That's one thing about black folks. White folks say one thing, and we will jump on the bandwagon, and sometimes I have to get on there and say, stand down. This is not your fight. We won't fight against each other. We fight against them. We have enough out here to fight against. When I see black folks going against each other, that makes me mad. I tell them, stand down. We got enough to fight without fighting each other. And I mean, sometimes we be going at it online. We have enough to fight against instead of us fighting each other. Why are we fighting each other? So this is why I say, why have we chosen to die? Because we're lazy and we don't want to work. We don't want to take $10 out of our paycheck every 2 weeks. Are you serious? That's $20 a month. That's $40 a month if we really want to do something. If we really want our own clinics and we really want our own community stores. It's going to take us doing for us. It's going to take us pulling out $10 out of our wallet every 2 weeks and putting it aside and putting it into the fund, the GoFundMe that we come up with nationwide. And we can have nationwide in your neighborhoods, you can have your own community stores, and you chose four or five people to work together that's going to run this store and do what needs to be done at the store. And if you can't, you know, you find some people that maybe work part-time in it, Maybe somebody, Jasmine, you can work a couple hours in until you can get a store and you can work a couple hours in it, and you have 10 other people that can give you 2 hours, and that store is run from maybe 8 in the morning to about 5 in the afternoon, 6 in the afternoon, 7 in the afternoon, but everybody can, and maybe five people can give you 2 hours a day. You can work on your off day all day. I'm just saying. And it's things that we have to do. We have to be uncomfortable. It is time for us to be uncomfortable. And yes, working against each other is learned behavior. So now that we know that's learned behavior, we have to do to unlearn it, right? So what are we willing to do? Are we willing to unlearn it? Now we see that it's a problem, right? This is what I'm saying. It's stuff that we see that's a problem. We can tackle those problems one at a time. Like what I said, it's up to you and your neighborhood. You can get maybe 5 or 10 of your friends together and say, hey, you guys, let's do this city community store in our neighborhood. Okay, you guys start saving $10 a month, every 2 weeks save $10. Everybody, you're 10 people, and then you can take donations from the neighborhood, and you can get a small little building for now, okay? Or you can use somebody's garage for now. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to cut the cost right. If somebody has a storage house, I have a storage house in back of my house. I can use that for now. I'm just saying for now until I can get it to the place where I have enough money. And we could actually go out and rent a little small spot, okay? And as that spot gets bigger, we rent something bigger. And even doctors, lawyers, dentists in the neighborhood, you can go there and say and convince them to get together to open up a little clinic. And every one of them, one can come Monday. It don't even have to be open 5 days a week. You can be open Monday for the doctor, Tuesday for the dentist, and Wednesday for what else we need? I don't know. What else we need? What else? Because Dr. Dennis is really all we need, right? Okay, the doctor can be there Monday and maybe Monday and Wednesday, and then Dennis can be there Tuesday and Thursday or something. I'm just saying. But you can get your doctors and dentists in the area. Your lawyers? Okay, we need a lawyer too. So there's three of them. So we can have the doctor on Monday, the dentist on Tuesday, and the lawyer on Wednesday. I'm just saying. These are ways that we can do this stuff, and we can start small. Okay? Or the doctor, the lawyer, could do it online. And the dentist, he can come. You still need a little place for him to come. And if he already have a little area in a black neighborhood, then let that Tuesday be a time where you pay $20 and come and get your teeth looked at, and then you pay $30 to fill it or $30 to pull it. And if you have insurance, he can charge the insurance. There's different ways we can do this. We can do it, family. I'm just giving out ideas right now. I should have me an online consulting business. That's an online thing, job for me. I'm giving out free advice, free stuff that we could be doing. But we need to get started. Step here, you can do the same thing in your area. Jasmine, you can do it in your area. Get 5 or 10 of your friends and do a GoFundMe. Okay, put it out there. I'm doing a GoFundMe. And other people that's going to be watching this live, do a GoFundMe in your area and start your own small community store in your area. Start trying to get with these dentists and these doctors and these lawyers and see if they want to open up a small clinic in a black neighborhood. Hey, you can get rich because black folks need the dentist. Some of them don't have insurance, but they got $20 to go and get a tooth pulled, or they got $30 to get a tooth pulled. I'm just saying. And some black folk have insurance, but they don't trust white folks. They don't trust the white dentists, so they don't go. Because every time I go to the dentist and they want to charge you $10,000 to do a whole bunch of stuff that I'm not going to get done. I'm just saying, I need you to clean them, I need you to fill them, and I need, you know, to do, you know, if I need a root canal or something, I'll need you to charge me $1,500 to do it, because I don't think it takes $1,500. I'm just saying, because every time you go to the dentist, I remember one time I got a dental care plan, and they gave me a credit of like $10,000, okay, now that I needed it, because I wasn't going to get that much work done, not right then. I may have used it, you know, here, and, you know, whatever. Okay, if I need a crown, get a crown, pay it off. If I need another crown, pay it off or whatever. This doctor had me coming back for 6 months. Tell me, okay, this month we're going to do this. This month we're going to do this. Next week we're going to do this. I said, no, you ain't. He said, they gave you $10,000. I said, yeah, but I'm not going to pay your house note off. I'm serious. I'm not going to pay your house note, part of it, because I'm not going to sit there and spend $10,000 on my mouth. I wasn't just going to do it. Because he said, oh, they gave you a limit of $10,000. Oh, he had it all planned out. Not in this mouth, you not. I'm not going to give you $10,000 for no teeth. I'm just saying. Oh, you need braces. I don't care what I need. I'm not getting them. I don't care. I'm just saying. This is what I'm saying. We need to bring our money back to our community. I'm just saying. We have to start doing something. When we see that there's a dysfunction, when we see, I even need like EAP. We can start with a therapist. Every black person needs to see a therapist once a week, twice a week for the beginning. Okay, why can't we see a therapist for $10 or $20, $30, $50, $40 a visit? I'm just saying, for the ones that's working. When you have, and you know that you have black folk in the area, that, say, for instance, you have Andrew's son, okay, and you know Andrew's son is off, and he gets off his medication because he either runs out of money or something happens with, and he can't get his prescription filled. But whatever happens, Andrew should be able to go to the therapist up the corner, and we know about Andrew, and Andrew get his prescription filled. I'm serious. We need to bring that medication into our neighborhoods and out of Walmart. Am I making sense, family? This is what we have to start doing. It's no sense in knowing that virtual schools. Let's start with the schools. Who's the teacher on here? I know we got some teachers on here. I know we have no people that's teachers. Start a virtual school up. Nationwide, we come on, we meet. Jasmine, you can start up a grammar team where you can get grandmas to sign up. Tell us what area you're in. You can hire those grandmas and pay them maybe $60 a week. All they're doing is coming. And say, for instance, somebody has like a 5 or 6 year old that's in kindergarten, first grade, and second grade. We do it up until they get to sixth grade, okay? But they need the grandma to come in. And what grandma's going to do, grandma's going to come from 8 to 2. I think that's when school starts, right? 8 o'clock, she can come on 7:30, quarter till. Make sure that they're ready to sign on at 8. She sits there. If you have two children, she can go from room to room. And she can make sure that they're understanding, make sure they have questions, make sure they're keeping up. This is the grandma's group, and we can pay grandma, okay? Every parent can pay grandma maybe $60, a week, okay? And that's just extra money. Giving grandma something to do with her time Monday through Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, she don't have to come. But Monday through Friday, and we have teachers out here that can start their virtual learning online, and we can pay $100 a week or $60 a week. I'm $70 a week. I'm just kind of trying to throw prices out there. If you got 10 students, you got a pretty, if you have 100 students nationwide, you got a pretty nice little, okay, and you can either get two other teachers to work with you, so they, when they get like in sixth grade, if they want to switch classes, they can do that, or you can have a couple teachers, and you can have a first grade, you can do second and third and fourth and fifth grade, so you need five teachers, okay, and that one teacher work Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, and you're going to pay that teacher out of the $100 that the parents are paying her, because say for instance she had 100 students that's in the first grade. Those hundreds those people are paying that teacher. Okay? So that $100 is hers, but she's gonna put maybe $30 back into for supplies. Or I'm just guessing. Or to help pay for the internet or something. I'm just saying. These are things that we can do as Black people to be free. But are we gonna do it? I don't know. I'm putting stuff out there. I'm not a teacher, but I know we know people that are. And every time I meet a teacher, I say, why don't you have a virtual learning class for our babies to learn and get them away, and we start our babies start learning under us. Start our Black children are taught by Black people now. Because I've heard and I've seen myself with my granddaughter. She goes to Muslim school, but she wasn't always in a Muslim school. And she's not Muslim, but I like the education part of it. And, yeah, they do prayer, and I'd be telling her, okay, you praying to Yahshua when you pray it, you know, because they do a whole lot of stuff that I may not agree with, but I like the educational part of it. So they educate her, and I teach her, you know, Christian, you know, not Christian, but I teach her, because I'm Israel, you know, Israelite, you know, I teach her stuff that I've learned, and I let her do research on stuff that I've learned and stuff that they're teaching her. We do research, and I show her what's what. Yeah, I show her truth. So this is different ways that we can do stuff, okay? Yes, I like that personally, where kids are learning, okay? Whether one is working professional or unskilled labor, we all can do this. Yes, we can. Yes, after we can do it. But are we tired yet? I'm throwing ideas. I throw ideas every time I do my show. I throw ideas out where we can come together and teach our own, okay? I think it's time for us to start teaching our own. I think like the community store can be done. I think the lawyers and doctors, if we go out and we go to some of these hospitals or we go out to these clinics in our neighborhood and we ask them to come into the program, even if they do it at their office, then we don't have to, and they have to be Black. Okay, you can't bring no white, no. Our doctors and lawyers and have to be Black, okay? That's B1, and they're willing to help Black folks, okay? Not that they're trying to get rich. They will make pretty good, because even if we have 1,000 Black people or if we have if he has 500 Black folks and everybody's paying him $50 or $60 per visit or $50, $20, I'm just throwing numbers out, you guys. They're going to still make pretty good. Plus, there are other clients that have insurance. Like myself, I have insurance. I wouldn't mind going to them, and you charge the insurance company and go from there. You understand what I'm saying? So I kind of compensate for the ones that don't because they have insurance, and the insurance is going to pay for most of what he wants anyway. But when it comes to low income, you charge them a certain fee, and the ones that do have insurance, we can afford to pay, so we pay not over exuberant amount, but the normal amount, you know, that's going to cover for our brothers that don't have insurance, but they still gonna pay something. You understand what I'm saying? So I think we have to start somewhere. We have to change our mentality, and we have to know that we have the power to do this. We have the power to change our world. We have a power to choose to live. And I think now we have to make the choice to choose to live. When Chinese people come, you get another business beside theirs, and Black folks support Black folks. If you haven't put sad in front of yours, Black folk better not. I better not see one Black person coming out of Chinese shop. I'm serious, because I go Chinese, past the dollar store to dollar store here. We can even have open up a dollar store, okay? But when I go to a dollar store or I go to a store that has a Chinese restaurant next door, or if I go to my beauty supply place and he's Black and it's like a Chinese one down the street, I go past it, I see Black folk, I pull over and I say, I know y'all not sitting up and patronizing Chinese folk. They treat you like dirt when you got a Black man down the street. You need to go to him. I do. I fuss. I don't care who it is. I fuss, and they just be laughing at me. Because most people know, you know, they in my area, they know me. And I just be saying, y'all need to go down here. Let me come down here and catch you a Chinese store again. Go right on down there. Get your hair supplies from the Black man. And we can run these people out of business. I'm just saying. Do or not. It's up to you. Are you ready to be free? That's my question. Are we ready to be free? We can choose to live. We don't have to make that choice to die. We've made a choice so far, but I'm looking for us to making a different choice. I'm looking forward to us making a choice to live, because we can live, and we can live happy, and we can live stress-free without them, because when we have encountered them, every day we encounter white folks, it's horrible. Every day is horrible messing with them. These are the Satan's children. You're not going to tell me that they're not Satan's children. Everywhere they go, everywhere, everybody, every time they come in contact with somebody, it's trauma, it's hate, it's death, and I'm tired of it. So if you're tired of it, I would never patronize their business either, September. I would not even. I don't care. I'm not giving them a dime. I don't do Chinese. I don't do Japanese. I don't do nothing that's not black. I'm just saying, it is time for us to choose us. Now, I would love, because I love sushi, but I'm not going to buy it from them. I would love a black person to open up me a Chinese restaurant, a black Chinese that know how to cook Chinese the right way, not with dogs and cats and rats and whatever else they eat. I want the true meat, chicken, or whatever, you know. I don't want what they've been serving. A true black person can get down some Chinese food. I'm there. Because I love Chinese food. I just don't like their food. I don't want to eat what they eat. They eat all kind of stuff. I don't want to eat what they eat. And if a black-owned business is lacking, I do give them. I don't care if they're lacking or not. I don't care. Because guess what? They're not going to be perfect. We have to give them the benefit of the doubt, and we have to patronize them. If you give them the money, then they can fix it up. White folk have had thousands of years to fix it up and to bring it up and to be where they need to be. And they still not there. They still give you half of a job. They still do a half of a job when it comes to us. They still cheat you. They still don't give you the right amount. They still try. Just like some of these stations you go to, the pump start at 10. They got to sign up for what? 204. But you put the pump in, and these air stations, these 7-Elevens, the pump starts at 10 or 12 cents already. So they already cheating you from 12 cents every gallon. I'm just saying, haven't you seen that? Start looking. When you go to these gas stations and when you put the machine on, how you'll see the machine jump to 10, jump to 12 cents first, and then it'll start going really slow. So you're not even getting all of your money. But we approve. We accept that. We accept that behavior. We accept them cheating us out of our money, and we see it. We can sit there and see the pump not starting at zero, and we don't say nothing. We just keep going back, don't we? Time to stop. We hold the power. Let me hear you. We hold the power. We hold the power. We can do this. I will do this. We're going to look into these stores. We're going to look into these clinics. We're going to look into the community stores. We're going to look into the clinics. And we're going to look into what? Chinese restaurants, right? Black-owned Chinese restaurants. Because I see black folk love Chinese food. Because we can't stay out of their Chinese places. And we are going to look into our own beauty supply, black beauty supply places. I seen a lady on YouTube, Facebook, and she was selling black hair. She was from Africa or somewhere. She was trying to pull black women into hair, doing hair. If you guys want, I'll put that her information. She's on my, because I was thinking about doing it, but I haven't decided if I'm going to do it tonight. I think it's like $600-$700 to start. I don't know if that's the going price or not. But everything was included, the hair, everything. And I know we like to, get that fake hair. So I'm thinking, how can somebody, we can sell that in our own neighborhood. Okay, we have somebody, she knows where to get it, so why not use her? If anybody is interested in that, put it in the comments that you're interested in doing the hair, and I'll give you her information, and you can go from there. Okay, because I don't know her personally. I just know that she starts hair businesses and shows you how to get into hair business. So that might be something, another job that we can do in the black community, because that way you won't have to, for sure, go to white folk for your hair. I don't know why we made billions of dollars for the, I think it was like $10 billion Chinese people made from black-owned people, black people coming to buy their hair and their black-owned products. $10 billion going to Chinese people, and you wonder why they're living so much better than you? Why not give it to your own community? Why not give it to somebody in your community who's going to put money back into the community? Our money should be bouncing 8 to 10 times Dr. Claude Anderson said. Okay. Let me see. In our inner city, look at what they eat at their restaurants. Yes, sir. Yes. I have actually searched and gone out my area to find Black-owned businesses. Yes, I do. I go out of my area, and a lot of Black-owned businesses I'm seeing popping up. If they're like doing a little barbecue, or they're doing, I've seen them under tents, and I really do patronize. I seen one girl, she was starting her own kids shop, and I don't have kids, but I donate it. So I'm just, you know, I don't mind donating $20, $30, $40. It may, every little bit helps, you know. But I do try to donate. When I see a Black-owned restaurant, I get on my YouTube and I, you know, or Facebook, and I promote. I'm serious. I promote the media station. You know, so I've done stuff several times on my Facebook page. I'm in Facebook jail right now. Of course, I say stuff all the time, and they want to tell you what you can and cannot say. You won't be telling me what I can and cannot say. I'm going to say what I want to say. So I stay in Facebook jail. So, of course, I have something done. I don't even know how many more days I got, but I don't even care. It doesn't even matter. But my thing is, I'm not going to be silent. I am going to free our Black minds. It is time for us to choose to live and stop choosing to die. But I did want to be on here all day, family. And I do appreciate everybody that tuned in and everybody that's going to tune in after the broadcast. I do appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And with that said, I want you guys to have an amazing day. Any comments, feel free to put it in the comment box. And I want you guys to – I am coming back on – Thursday or Friday, I haven't decided. I know Thursday is what they call, I call murdering Indians. They killed a whole lot of Indians, so it's Killing Indians Day. So they're going to celebrate murdering, massacring Indians, millions of Indians on Thursday. So I might come back on Thursday and do another live. I haven't decided, or Friday about 12. If I decide to be 12, Friday or 12, I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate Jasmine. I haven't seen you in a while. Come on back, and don't forget about us here. And I want everybody to like and share the video so we can get it out. And I'm trying to, I don't know, I'm just trying to give Black folks another way out. Sometimes we just need that third person to help us to think it out. I'm giving you ways to do it. And I hope you guys catch on and want to do it. I mean, Jasmine, step here, you guys can start in your own neighborhood, okay? You can have your own community store. You can have your own, you know, get with the doctors and the lawyers in your area. And the dentist is in your area, and see if they want to, you know, start up a fund for low-income Black folk coming in there, getting their teeth cleaned. And, you know, some Black folk ain't got the teeth cleaned in a while. They could use that service, $20 service. Just say, hey, do a special once a month for, you know, Black folk that want to get their teeth cleaned, charge them $20, and maybe an extra $10 for an x-ray, and see maybe they can get some dental work. Maybe they have a filling that needs to be done, and then maybe next month they could set them up to get that filling for $30 or $40. And I'm just saying, we need dental work on the discount for ones that don't have money, you know, insurance. With that said, family, thank you. And I appreciate enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your week with your family. I'll have, you know, time with my family. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't celebrate Massachusetts Indians. But you guys have a great one. I do love you, and I appreciate you for tuning in. You didn't have to tune in, but you did. And I hope I didn't make you mad, but if I did, you got to love me anyway, because I love you. I love me some Black people, but I want us to choose to live. Let's start choosing life. But that's it. Peace, family. Thank you for doing it. Thank you. Blog Talk, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. This is a new one. I snuck this one in. I will be back on Thursday or Friday. We'll just keep on looking in my upcoming shows, and you'll know what's coming up. I got to change the title on this one. I forgot to put changing up. Not. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And share, like and share, you guys. Like and share. Peace, family.
I'm a young Black man. And I see what's